We're going to learn Daf Chaf Beis, the Masechtas Ksubas. We're going to start from the fourth line from the top. That's what we're up to. So, Amar Rav Zeira, Ha Milsa Mi Rabbi Abba Shmielei. The following thing I heard from Rabbi Abba, the Ilav Rabbi Abba de Min Aku, and if not for the fact that Rabbi Abba from Aku taught us this thing, Shechachta, it would have been forgotten. Now remember, we're talking about the idea of Kiyam Shtaris, that when a star, when a contract comes in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin has to verify whether or not the signatures are authentic, so we need to bring proof, and we're still going to talk about what that proof is. But here we're talking about what constitutes the Bezdin. So Rabbi Abba taught us the following: Gimel Sheyashvu LeKayim Es Hashtar, and you have three people that are sitting down to constitute a Bezdin to be Mekayim, to verify the Shtar. Umeisa Echad Mehem, and one of the judges dies before they have a chance to actually write out what we refer to as the Henpik, to write out the proof that yes, Bezdin saw this and we verified that it's true. So now, what do they write on their star? What did Bezdin write to say that this is a valid star? Because again, one of the judges is no longer with us. So Tzrichon LeMichtav, what they have to write on their henpik is B'mois of Tlosa Havina. We were with three people. We sat. The Chadlas Have, and one is no longer with us. So that way it becomes clear and apparent that we were a valid Bezdin, and we're only signing it with two because obviously one of the three is no longer here, so he can't sign. But we have to explain why one of the three is not here. So that's what Rabbi Abba taught us. So Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you don't have to write those words exactly. The Kosev Bey, Shtaradinon, if you write the following, Shtaradinon, the following star, Nofak Likadmano, came out in front of us, Beidino, when we were a Bezdin, if you write the words Beidino, that we were a Bezdin, then, if you have those words, Suloi Tzorech, now you don't have to write that we were three and now we're not three anymore, you don't have to write those words anymore, because the word Beidina, by definition, means that we were three people. So the Gemara says, who says? The Dilma Bezdin Chotzefu. Maybe this is a Chuspa de Gebezdin. In other words, there is such a concept of two people that, making them, considering themselves a Bezdin, without a third person. And the word Beidina is referring to those two, because the Shmuel, and it would be following Shmuel's opinion. Domar Shmuel, because Shmuel already said, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, that if you have two people who sat down to do a din, and only two and not three, they would be able to render a psak halacha. So we see that it's possible that even a Bezdin could be two. So the Gemara says, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din. So Shmuel's, I stopped in the middle sentence. Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din. If they, two people that did, their din is a din. Ela Shenikra Bezdin Chotzov. They're called a Bezdin Chotzov. A chutzpah that they consider themselves good enough that with two is good and that don't need three. Dechsiv. Okay. So now, how does that help if you write Beidina? Because Beidina could be two. There are people out there who think that you only need two. So the Gemara's answer is the Kosev Bey, what they wrote in this henpik was Beidina de Ravna Ashi. They wrote that we're part of the Bezdin that is under the jurisdiction of Rav Ashi. And therefore, since we're under Rav Ashi, obviously Rav Ashi would only do a three-person bezin, not a two-person bezin. So the Gemara says, who says? V'dilma rabbanu de bei Rav Ashi k'dishmul svira lahu. So it could be. Maybe Rav Ashi personally had hold of three, but who says that they were under his jurisdiction, but who says these two people didn't think to themselves they're good enough to be two? So the Gemara finally says, the kosev bei, that you write inside this hempik, v'omar lono ravna ashi. And Rav Ashi told us, the way Rashi learns is, Rav Ashi told us to check out the shtar. Now, if Rav Ashi told him to do it, Rav Ashi would not have told this to two people. Rav Ashi would only have said this to a proper Bezdin of three. Because it's clear that Rav Ashi holds you need a Bezdin of three. That was never the question. How do we know that? Because Rav Ashi was the Rosh Hashiva, was the head of the town. Even with Shmuel's halacha, that's true. But even Shmuel says it works only as a chutzpah. So Rav Ashi would never have lichat chilo told two people to do this. So Rav Ashi told them to do it, obviously he was talking to three people. Again, even if you theoretically agree that if it works, it works. But that everybody knows that's only b'di'evit. Nobody would lichat chilu go ahead and do. No respectable person would go ahead and ask two people specifically to verify the shtar. So the fact that they write in it that Rav Ashi told us to do this, that's a raya that it must have been he told three people to do it, and that's why we know it was a proper bezdin. Okay, so that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. It's a continuation of what the Mishnah before in the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Iter, but we're no longer going to be talking about Kiyum Shtaris. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eishas Ish Hayisi, a woman that we don't recognize comes into town, and she says, I was a married woman, the Grusha Ani, but now I'm divorced. So when I present myself, I present myself as a divorced woman. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Ne'emenis, we're going to believe her full story, Sha'apesha Asa Hu Apesha Iter, because the same story that told us she was married in the first place is now defining and explaining to us that she is divorcee, that she is divorced, so therefore we can believe the full story, because she presented the whole thing. However, but if we already knew independently there are witnesses that know she was a married woman, and now she wants to change that story and say that she's divorced, we're not going to believe her anymore, because remember, we're no longer relying on her for the first piece of information, so we can't rely on her to undermine a fact that she's a married woman. We don't rely on a single woman about herself to say that she was divorced. Similarly, Imeris Nishpesi, similar, if a woman comes and says, oh, by the way, when no one was looking, I was captured by the Goyim, V'tahirani, but I'm Tahir, nothing happened. So again, she's telling you the full story. She's saying there was a problem, but the problem is not apparent. And the relevance of this would be whether she can marry a Goyim. Because if she was with a Goy, she wouldn't be able to marry a Goyim. So she says, I was captured.
Why do you say no?
She's going to be believed. Sha'apesha also hu apesha hitter. Once again, she's telling us the full story. So she gives us the bad and she gives us the good. So then we put it together. It clarifies what happened, so we believe the whole story. However, but if there are independent witnesses that saw that she was captured and were no longer relying on her for that piece of information, and now she tries to explain that I am still tar, she's not believed, because this is like anybody else, that we have a suspicion that something happened. A person can't explain their way out of it and testify about themselves. And then the Mishnah finally says one last line, the imisha nisays bo edim, but if these edim come after she was already married, harezu loitetse, she doesn't have to get divorced. So, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this line is coming to define. Is it explaining the whole Mishnah, or is it explaining just that last line that we saw? Okay, so we're going to leave that until the Gemara explains. All right, so we introduced two more cases of Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitter. So Amar Rav Asi, now in the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Minayin la Pesha Osir, Hu Pesha Hitter, Minatayra. How do we know this concept that the Torah agrees that on a daraisa level, that if the person, it brings us the full story, the bad and the good, we're going to believe the whole story. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's Biti Nosati Leish Hazet. So the pasuk says that a father has the right to say about his daughter that I married her off to a particular guy. So the way the Torah works is like this. La'ish, as soon as he says, I married her off, Asra, he made her Asra to the whole world, because now she's married. Hazeh hetira. So then, when he says to this guy, he made this guy mutter. Because until now, when he said married, she's usher to the whole world. A married woman is usher to the whole world. When he said hazeh, now he clarified and said, oh, but to this guy, she's married, so that guy becomes mutter. So that's the pesha usher, pesha hitter. Usher, pesha usher when he said she's married. Hitter when he said to this guy. So we see that concept in the Torah. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Lamalikra, what do we need a pasuk to tell us this concept? Svarihu. Svarihi. It's a svara. Obviously, that has to be that way, that if a person tells you the story, you have to listen to the whole story. Who usher? Who sharila? He's the one who made her usher in the first place. He's the one who's making her mutter. If he didn't give us the information, fine. But if he's telling us to make the problem in the first place, he didn't have to say anything. So if he tells us the story, we have to listen to the whole story. So you don't need a pasuk to tell us a svara. Elo ki yitzroch kro. So what do we need the pasuk for? So it's interesting. This elo, a lot of when the Gemara says elo in general after akasha, we usually say whatever we said till now is not true or not. We're not going to follow. We're going to follow a whole new concept. And over here, it means that to the extreme. Meaning everything we said till now, you can ignore. We don't need a pasuk. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is going to come and tell us a whole completely different thing. Elakiyat Zuchro, what do we need the pasuk for? Look at the Rav Huna to teach us Rav Huna's halacha. Amarav. The Amarav Huna Amarav, because Rav Huna in the name of Rav said, Minayin la'av shenemon lesser as bitoy minatayru. How do we know there is such a concept that a father is able to marry off his daughter? Because theoretically, each person should be able to marry themselves. If a father is able to marry off his daughter while she's still young, a katana, how do we know this? Mutar shenemar, and that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, as biti nosati la'ish. So it says that I can give her to this guy. So the fact is that we see that the father has the right and the control and the ability to marry off his daughter to somebody. But then the Gemara says, Hazeh lomali. What do we need the word Hazeh for? If the Torah just said he has a right, if the point is, according to Rav Huna Amarav, to tell us that he can marry her off, so it's said, I should have the right to give her la'ish, to have a right to marry her off to a guy. So what do we need? And the svara is that he should be pesha asa pesha hitter. So that's the svara. So what does the word hazeh add? So the Gemara answers, mi ba'ilei l'kedetani Rabbi Yoinu. Teaches us a different halacha. Detani Rabbi Yoinu, because Rabbi Yoinu taught us, es biti nasati la'ish hazeh, that it says that a father is able to say, I married her off to a certain guy, hazeh v'loi li'yofam. And it's to this guy and not to the Yavam. So in other words, if the father, there's a concept called Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra is that if a guy marries a girl and says about her that she's not a Basula and she was Mazana after we were engaged, and it turns out that they're Edom Zoymimim and he's a liar. So there's halacha in the Torah. This is a Torah halacha that he has to pay her Meyazuz and he has to marry her, he's never allowed to divorce her, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's the halacha of Maitzi Shemra. Now that halacha of Maitzi Shemra, this Gemara Rabbi Yoina is teaching us, is only applicable to the husband himself, to the guy the father married her off to, because it has to be a naira. So it's only to the guy the father married her to. But let's say the father married her to Reuven, and before they were able to get married, Reuven died, or before anything actually happened, Reuven died, and now she has to do Yibam. He doesn't have any kids, so Shimon, is the brother, is about to do Yibam. So now Shimon comes with the complaint and says, hey, this girl really was Mazana and she's Osir and this and that. And it turns out that they're Edom Zaymimim. So the halacha is the concept of Maitzi Shemra does not apply. He does not have to pay the Meyazuz and he does not have to marry her. And that's the drasha Rabbi Yoino is coming to teach us, that the din of Maitzi Shemra only applies Hazeh to this husband. It doesn't apply to the Yavam, even though it was created from and through this marriage in the first place. That's the Kiddush of Rav Yoina. Ha'isha sha'amra eshes ishani. First she comes and tells us that I was married, and now she changes her mind and says, actually, no, I'm actually not married. So ne'emenes, she is believed, because based on what we said till now, this is the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, that she's the one who told us she wasn't good. Now she changes her story, so this isn't even a clarification, this is a direct contradiction. Still, she's been believed. Why? For who? Shavya, so Gemara says, Vashavya l'nafshe chaticha de Yisura. Why is she believed? She made herself usher by saying, I am a married woman, she made herself usher to the rest of the world. So why do we believe her when she changes? Amarava baravhuna kagoin shenosna amasla lidvareha. Over here the case is that she gave an excuse, she gave an explanation to her words, and we'll see as an example of that in a moment. She gave an explanation why she said in the first place that she was married in order to solve a different problem. So now when she says, oh, by the way, that was just for that reason, it wasn't really true, so we're going to believe her. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that says this, Amra, she says, Eshazis Ani, I was a married woman, V'chozova Amra Panuya Ani, and then she says, oh, actually, I'm not really married, I'm really single, Enin Amenes, she's not believed. So why? Because she's contradicting herself. However, v'imnosna amaslo ledvareha ne'emenes. But if she gives an explanation, a good excuse, why she said in the first place, I am married, even though that's not true, then we do believe if it's a believable explanation. In fact, and the Gemara explains what would be a case. And there was a story with one woman, gedoylo, that she was very big. Big over here means that she was like famous, or she had some grand door to her. As the Gemara says, that she was very, very pretty. And a lot of people were proposing to her, Lakacha, to marry her. A lot of people wanted to get married to her. And every time someone would say, marry me, she would say, sorry, I'm already engaged. So liyamim, but after some time, after a while, she went ahead and actually got married to somebody, all of a sudden somebody proposed and she said yes. So Amru lo Chachamim, so the Chachamim says, Ma rois la asayis kein, why did you do this? Why, until now you've been telling people you're married, now all of a sudden you accepted Kedushin from somebody? So she said, very simple. Amru lahen, so she said, B'tchilo shabo alayin asher she'enim huganim. When originally, when people were coming to me and they weren't really appropriate, they weren't the right person for me. So to get them off my back, Amarti mekudesh asani, I just said, simply said, I'm already engaged, so that way they'll leave me alone, they won't bother me. But now that people, the right type of person came and proposed to me, so then I said, okay. I said, yes. So get that, and that's considered an acceptable amasa. Because if I just say, no, I'm not interested, the guy's going to keep on coming after me. But once I say, I'm already engaged, so then it's not relevant anymore. Of course, they leave me alone. So that's a good excuse. The zu halacha, Hela Rav Acha Sar Habira Lifnei Chachamim Ba'usha, and they actually brought this. They brought this chiddush, this halacha, to the Chachamim in Usha. Va'amru, and they said over there, Imnasna Amasla Devareha Ne'emenes. That if she goes and gives a good excuse to her words, we are going to believe her. So this is a concept. This is a concept which applies in Hilchos Ishus. This applies actually in some areas in halacha as well. That a woman has a concept of an amasla, that if she can explain why she presented herself or her story in a certain way, and it's a valid excuse that we understand, then we will allow her to change her story to be even contradicting what she said originally. Gemara continues. Boi mine Shmuel Meirav. So Shmuel asked the following question. Amra Tameya Ani. First, she comes and tells her husband, I'm Tame, I'm a Nida, so obviously we can't have relations. And then the next day she says, oh, by the way, I was just joking. I was never really a Nida in the first place, as Rashi explains. So in other words, not that, see, that's very important, because we're not talking about where she says I was a Nida, and then 7 days later she says, okay, I'm Tara because I went to the mikvah. That's, of course, perfectly normal. That, you don't need any explanation for that. That's the normal procedure. Here, the chiddush was, the next morning she says, I was never really tummy in the first place, so I don't have to go to the mikvah. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Can the husband believe his wife when she changes, and she changes her story and says, I was never really a Nida? Amar le, so remember, this was Rav asked, Shmuel asked Rav this question. So Amar le, so Rav answers, Af bezu, in this case also, in Nosna, Amasla lidvareha ne'emenes, if she can give a valid explanation, if she can give a real explanation why she said to him, I'm a Nida in the first place, then we will believe her. And the Gemara says, Tana mine arboyim zimnin. Shmuel learned this halacha 40 times. He wanted to really get it straight. Va'afilu hachi loy ovid, Shmuel uvdo benafshe. And even so, when it came l'maisa, apparently one time this happened, that Shmuel's wife told him she was a Nida, and then the next day she said, oh no, I was whatever. And she explained, I'm not really a Nida, so Shmuel still would not trust her. He required that she went to the mikvah before he would have relations with her. So, Tana Rabban. Shnayim oimrim loy meis. So you have a married woman, and two witnesses come and say that her husband died, and then two witnesses contradict them and say, no, she's still alive. Or, shnayim oimrim niskarsha, two witnesses say, yes, you were married, but now you're divorced. Or shnayim oimrim loy niskarsha, and two other witnesses contradict that statement and say that she's really not divorced. So the halacha is, harezu loy tinose, she's not allowed to get married, because we don't really have proof. Because even though you had proof that she was mutter, we also have proof that she wasn't mutter, so she remains aser. Vim nises, but if she went ahead and got married based on that information, loy seitze. So she doesn't have to get divorced, because she did have witnesses, or a witness saying that she is allowed to get married, she's allowed to rely on that. However, Reb Menachem Bar Yosi, I mean, remember this name, because this is going to come up later in the bottom of the Amid. Reb Menachem Bar Yosi Oimer, he says, Tetzay, no, even in that case where she was relying on information and she had somebody proving to her that she's mutter still, and she went ahead and got married, still she's going to have to get divorced, because the halacha, we do not rely on that information. Okay. Now, Omer Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, but even Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi explains, Emesai Ani Omer Teitze, when do I say that she has to get divorced? Bizman Shabo Edim V'achar Kach Nisis. This is only talking about where after you have both sides, you have the contradiction, and you really don't know what to do because you have yes and a no, and then she gets married. That's when she has to get divorced. Avol Nisis, but if she went ahead and heard the information from the yes, meaning the husband died, that's a yes. Now she's mutter. So she went ahead and got married. The achakach bo edim, and now the edim say, what are you talking about? They contradict and say, you can't rely on that. Lo teitze, that's, even Rav Menachem agrees that in that case she can remain married and she doesn't have to get divorced. She can rely on the previous information. Okay. That's the halacha. So now, or that's the brisa. So now the Gemara asks, Michti, let's take a look, let's analyze this. Shrei v'treininu. This is no different than any two edim against two edim. Haba leha ba'asham toli. So now, if in this case, it's a clear suffix. You don't know. There's no reason to believe one set of edim over the other set of edim. So it's just, at best, it's a suffix. So as a suffix, the halacha is anytime you do something which would, otherwise, if you knew for sure, was also would be a karbachatos. And now that you're not sure whether or not that goes down a level to the ashram tali. You have to bring an ashram tali. So why would you tell somebody who's mesupik that it's mutter to stay married? How could they stay married in that case? Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes gives an answer that is sort of famous, we've seen this before, that she marries one of the witnesses themselves. So for him, it's not a suffix, because he himself saw the guy die. So he doesn't have a suffix. And Ashen Tali is only if you are personally mesupik. I don't know whether or not I did an Avera, I'm not sure, so I bring an Ashen Tali to undo that Avera. But if I know, I saw, I witnessed it myself. So even if Bezdin can't trust me, but for me, it's not a suffix, so I don't have to bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, fine, that works for him. He gufa ba'ashim tali kaima. But what about the wife? Maybe the guy doesn't have to bring a carbon because he saw. But what about her? So the Gemara answers, ba'aymeres barili, where she also says, I'm sure, I'm confident that I can trust this witness. And Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says, what, how is she sure? How does she know? She doesn't know. She didn't see her husband die. So the Rashi says that she's confident that she said that my husband, if he were alive, he would definitely come back. If he was alive and able to travel or whatever, he would have come back. The fact that he didn't come back to present himself, that's proof to me, proof positive that he must be dead. Because nothing else would have stopped him from coming back to me. And therefore, now, again, as we explained before, Ashram Toli is in a situation where you're mesupik, where you're not sure whether or not you did an Aveira. If she's confident and she doesn't have any question, any doubt in her mind whether this is mutter or also, and she holds it's mutter, it's not going to be an issue. She's therefore allowed to get married. All of this is an explanation in Rav Menachem. Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan now continues. Shnayim oimrim meis, or shnayim oimrim loy meis. So Rabbi Yochanan says a little bit different. If two people say, yes, we saw he died, and two people say he didn't die, arezu loy tinasei, she shouldn't get remarried because she doesn't know what happened. V'im niseis, but if she did get married based on that, loy teisei, we're not going to force her to get divorced. However, here's the difference. Shnayim oimrim niskarsha, if two people say she was divorced. Shnayim oimrim loy niskarsha, and two people say, no, she was never divorced. Arezu loy tinasei, she's not allowed to get married because, again, she doesn't know. V'im niseis teisei, in this case, we actually say, even if she did get married, because she has no right to have gotten married in the first place, she has to get divorced. So in the first case, we said she could stay married, and the second case, we say she has to get divorced. Big difference. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? That both, in both cases, she was a married woman, and maybe the marriage ended. Why in one case, the death, we say continue, and in the divorce, we say no, undo it. So Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Tirgumo, he explained to Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Not the way we're reading it, that it says two Edom said like this, and two Edom said like that, but rather, the story, the way to explain Rabbi Yochanan is that it was really one aid. That in each case, it's one person said that he died. So, therefore, aid echad omer meis, and the halacha is, as you recall from the Gemara in Yevamos, that if one aid, one witness says a husband died, hemnuhu rabbonon kibei trei. The halacha is, we now trust, when it comes to death, we trust even one witness to say that he actually died, and of course we know the reason is, because if it turns out that it was false, the consequences are so great And so we make sure that we know that it's really true. So even though he's only one aid, we trust him like two. If in fact we trust him that it's minatayra that we trust him, so then harei kan shnayim, it's the equivalent of two. So even though it was only one aid talking, it rises to the level of two aidim. So it's interesting. There is one Rishon that says that we actually trust him like mamish, like two aidim. Most Rishonim learn this as a din derabbanan, but again, it has an element of it daraisa, because lamaisa we're saying an eishes ish, which is a din daraisa, and we're allowing her to get remarried. So clearly, we're going against the din taira. So it has to have an aspect of taira. But I think it was the Ra'ah says that it's mamish a din daraisa. This is a din daraisa. There's two places. Just as an interesting point, there's two places where one aid is believed mamish like two aidim. Okay. This is one case, right? This is one case where, and Saita, the case of Saita, where an aid says, I saw her being, after she was warned not to be with a guy, and an aid says, I saw her with that guy mamish. So also, even though it's only one aid, we believe him 100%. So the same thing over here also. Anyway. So the case over here is, so let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's case. So one witness says that he died. So now when the second witness, now it's one and one, the second witness says he really didn't die, then he's not believed like two. So he's only one, he stays one. And he's one against two. So one against two is not going to be believed, and that's why we let her, relying on this information, if she got married, stay married, even if it turns out afterwards, again, this one aid says, no, it's not true. One against one, we're not going to believe the second guy. So the Gemara says, 1 second. So then, remember, Rav Menachem said, that's only true if she got married before the second set of witnesses came. Why did Rav Menachem say that it's only true if she got married before the second? But if after, she can't get married. Why not? If the halacha is the first witness is believed like two and the second witness is just one, so then even lechatchila they should be able to get married. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Ravasi. Because we have another issue. Tamar Ravasi, Haser Mimcha Ikshas Peh, Velazos Svasayim Harchek Mimcha. Remove from yourself the crooked things, and the inappropriate things from your mouth you should stay away from. So therefore, since you're right, since it's possibly not true, it might not be true because we have a contradiction over here, and we don't really know. We have one against one. So therefore, misafek, we're not going to allow them. We're not going to allow her to, because it might not be true, at least from a Bezdin's perspective, we don't really know whether it's true. So we say it's better you shouldn't get married. However, la halacha, it turns out, based on all the din derabbanan, and you put everything together, it turns out that we do rely on that one aid, and she is allowed to get married. But not lichatchila. Not lichatchila. So therefore, at least b'di'eved, we say, at least, 1 second, we say lichatchila don't get married, but if she did get married, l'maisa la halacha will let her stay married. Okay, now, that's the ratio of the Mishnah talking about when they're testifying that he died. Seifa, but at the end of the Mishnah it says, or the end of the Braisa it says, Eid Echadam and Niskarsha. One says she got divorced, Eid Echadam and Niskarsha, and the other one says she didn't get divorced. Tarvayu be'eshes ishka mishadi. So the truth of the matter is they're both testifying about a married woman. In other words, they both agree she was married. It's only a question of whether she got divorced. Ba'aydegam and Niskarsha, and now this witness that's saying she got divorced, Havalechad. So it goes the other way around. Now it's only one witness. The ein dvar shel echad b'makom shnayim, and now one witness is not enough to allow us. We never trust one person to say that she got divorced. There's only one witness, so she's not allowed to get married. And even if she does get married, we'll make them get divorced because there's not enough information over here to get divorced.
So
Rava argues on Abaya. Remember, Abaya was explaining that it says two, but it means one. And Rava says, no, lo'olam treva treininu, really, let's go back to what we said before, that it really is two against two. He trusted Rav Menachem's words when he said, don't get remarried. But he didn't rely on Rav Menachem. Remember, that's why I told you to remember Rav Menachem from earlier on the Omid. So, but he doesn't agree with him when it comes to Misa. When it comes to Misa, he says, no problem, you can stay married. Why? What's the difference? Interesting. My timing. It says, Misa, by death, she can't contradict him. Meaning, if she goes and claims that her husband dies, and then the guy shows up, and he's alive, what is she going to say? There's nothing for her to say. So she knows that if she's going to claim he's dead, he better really be dead. Because if he's not dead, she's going to be look really bad. So therefore, when she says he's dead, we can trust him. Gerushin, but when a woman says, I am divorced, she's able to contradict him. Because even if he says, no, we're not divorced, she'll say, yes, we are divorced. So who do you believe? I don't know. She says, yeah. She'll have the ability to disagree with him. And therefore, she knows there's no risk in claiming that I'm divorced. Because even if he shows up, I'll say, I am divorced, and we won't know what to do. So therefore, we can't trust her. And that's why by divorce, we don't allow her to get remarried. So the Gemara says, one second. By divorce, umichavitza kulei hai. By divorce, does she really have the audacity to say that I am divorced? V'amr Rav Hamnuna, we learned Rav Hamnuna taught us, ha'isha sha'amr lebala gerashtani. She says directly to his face, you divorced me, ne'emenes. We do believe her. Chazaka enisha meiz upon her b'fnei bala. So we say that a woman would never have the audacity in his face to say you divorced me if she didn't actually get divorced. And therefore, if she says it to his face, we believe him. So why in this case over here are we not believing her? So the Gemara answers that because our case is slightly different. Hani nili hechadaleka edim to kamasayel. And that's when we say she doesn't have any proof and she just stands up and says, yes, I am divorced. So then we say, well, if it's not true, she never would have the ability and the audacity to say that. Remember, in this case, we have a case where one witness, either one or two, according to Rava, two witnesses are saying that she is divorced. So now she doesn't feel like she's on her own. She feels like she has the comfort and the security blanket of somebody else. The witness is saying that she's divorced. To come asayala. So now they're helping her out. Me'iza, me'iza. So now she will have the chutzpah. So it's true. When she gets up on her own with no net, and just, you know, on her own says, I am divorced. So unless that's true, it's not going to be, unless it's true, she would never say it. So if she says it, we're going to rely on her. But when she has other people backing her up, so she feels elevated and motivated to go ahead and say these things. So therefore, that already takes less chutzpah. So therefore, we don't trust her anymore to be able to say that she is divorced. Okay, so we'll finish now with two more lines. Rav Asi, Omar Kagoyin. So this is where we have two terutzim. Abaya's teretz says we're talking one against one. Rava's teretz says we're talking about two against two, but the difference between death and divorce is that by death she better be right because she'll never be able to explain out of it. And by divorce she can get away with it because she can always claim, yes, I got a divorce. So we don't trust her by divorce. Rav Asi gives the third answer. Kagoyin, to Omar Edim Achshov Meis, Achshov Girsha. That the case is that he says it just happened. There's no way to verify because it just literally happened. Misa lekalivrura by death to say that it just happened. There's no way to know whether or not this really actually just happened. So therefore, we don't have to worry that. That's why lichatchila she can't get married, but if she does get married, as Rashi says, to one of the witnesses, so then we are going to believe her. We are going to believe her because now there's no suffix anymore. It just happened, so there's no way to clarify one way or the other. If he says that it happens, we're going to believe her. However, gerushin ikaliv rura, by divorce, if she says, I just got divorced, so we can clarify. Da amrina law im isa da hachi have. If so, that you literally just got divorced, ichsi lon gitach. So where's your get? So you can't just walk around saying I'm divorced. A woman, when she gets divorced, has proof, has a get. And if she wants to say it just happened, so then good. Gesundheit, show me the divorce. I understand after a long period of time, she can misplace it, it could burn or whatever, get destroyed, it's not here. So she has an excuse why I don't have a get. But it just happened today. So where's your get if it just happened today? So obviously we don't have to worry about her lying. Okay, so we're going to stop over here, even though we have another three lines left on the bottom of the yamah, because this continues on to the next Ahmed.